Haas, where are authorities searching now?
Well, all day today, authorities have been at the Hessian Hills condo apartment complex just off Barracks Road on the west side of town, actually in Albemarle County, outside the city limits of Charlottesville.
What led them to that area?
They received a variety of pieces of information, as the police chief told us this morning, that led them to a car parked out front of an apartment in that complex. And in seizing the car, he says that they developed probable cause to seek a search warrant for the apartment itself. Now, he didn't give us exact times, but he suggested that the search and seizure warrant on the car was developed around 4:30 a.m. and that the search warrant was executed on the physical apartment at around 10 a.m. He told us he personally had been on scene since about 9:30, and he conducted a couple of press briefings in which he said that this was a major development, and bits of evidence were removed during the course of the day, and reporters could see flash bulbs or camera flashes going off inside a first floor apartment, and the car, of course, had been taken away to an off-site location to be forensically searched.
Were you able to see any computers, anything taken from the house that you could describe?
No, we really didn't see any of the nature of what was removed from the apartment. But what the chief told reporters was that the person that they had indicated that they wanted to talk to was there. And they said that he was there with two other people, none of whom were detained, and none of whom were even questioned. He didn't explain why they weren't questioned, whether that was his choice or their choice. But he said that they left on their own without incident, and that if incriminating evidence is developed, then one or more arrests could ensue.
There's been some talk about searching near a river in a park.
Yes, although I want to downplay that a little bit. I did go out to Dardentau Park this afternoon, and I spoke with a witness who saw the law enforcement officials enter the water, or the rescue officials, it might have been, enter the water in their kayaks and head downriver. And the witness indicated that it didn't seem like an urgent search and seemed more like one that was being done as a matter of thoroughness and appropriate care, but the witness told me he didn't feel like it was a rush.
Talk to me a little bit about the two possible rapes that have occurred around Charlottesville in the days since Hannah Graham went missing.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is one of the underplayed elements of this whole terrifying set of days. The University of Virginia Police Department, the chief, released a missive to the community late last night indicating that two rapes had occurred in the 48 hours after Hannah Graham went missing. And in one of those cases, the detail that was particularly horrifying was that the victim was found unconscious around 15th and Wortland Streets. That's highly unusual for Charlottesville to have such a horrifying degree of sexual assaults in such a short period of time, and particularly in the student area, where students are coached and taught to be on the lookout and be careful. It's every parent's nightmare to think that their young students are not safe in a college town.
And Haas, you mentioned Wortland. Isn't that the same location where Hannah Graham supposedly sent the text to friends saying she was lost?
You know, the Hannah Graham text to friends is one of the great mysteries of this case, and I'm sure it'll eventually be sorted out. But police have indicated that the text was sent at a time when they don't believe that she was in the Wortland area, and that they think that she would have been somewhere closer to downtown at that time. They've been very clear that she made her way on foot from the corner area. That's what the Wortland is, sort of on the periphery of what we call the University Corner area, that she made her way on foot downtown to the downtown mall. You can see her on video at the Shell station surveillance camera, running at one point and then slowing down, not chased by anybody, at least not in the frame. And then she appears later on the downtown mall in two other surveillance videos, one at a Italian restaurant and one at a jewelry store.
So you're saying that the timeline doesn't add up between when she sent the text and said where she supposedly was at Wortland and the video surveillance showing her in other areas?
That's right, Beverly. She may have done what we all do from time to time. If we text a lot, we type up a text and then we think we've hit send, but send it only later. You know, there's a lot of armchair sleuthing going on here, and some people have hypothesized that maybe she didn't want her friends to know she was downtown. That's a theory without a lot of solidity behind it or any kind of evidence. But this case has played out so strongly in the social media, and the police have turned to the citizens begging for tips. I mean, just for an example, the owner of the jewelry store found Hannah Graham in the video before the police even contacted her. She became aware of this terrible situation, and she took it upon herself to review her in-store video system and found Hannah Graham. And by the time the police showed up, she said, "Oh yeah, here it is." So there's been an incredibly large amount of citizen involvement in submitting tips and trying to solve this case. And to give you an example, I was at the vigil last night at the amphitheater in the middle of the UVA grounds. I've just never seen such a huge crowd. It was way overfilled. Literally thousands of students were in that place. They ran out of candles long before the event began.
And finally, Hawes, the Commonwealth's attorney is on the scene now. What does that tell you?
Well, it is in her jurisdiction, this apartment complex. She didn't speak to reporters, but people familiar with law enforcement suggest that when the Commonwealth's attorney shows up, it indicates that it shows you the gravity of the situation, that there is a desire to get the evidence correct, to not make any mistakes that would botch conviction if there end up being charges, criminal charges. So it all speaks to the seriousness with which this case is being taken by all levels of government.
All right. Thank you, Hawes.
Thanks, Beverly.